Yo, we're back. Foul Whitey and the Vanilla Gorilla.
Here.
Part two, the Vanilla Gorilla. We were talking about the different techniques of fishing and how there's been some controversy associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the conversation with you is really the pertinent stuff as it goes to the expansion of the West.
Absolutely.
Because post-COVID, that's what it's been.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Those three states I mentioned, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, I'm sure that's the biggest five-year increase in population in
absolutely they're coming
our history, right?
Absolutely. They're coming. And they, I mean, that's where Vanilla Gorilla Outdoors, my company, that's the goal, is to get those folks to see how cool this state really is, right? I mean, it's inevitable that they're coming.
Yeah, and you know, you're open about that.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I've opened my shop soon to me at some point, my only shop here, but down in Thermopolis. I mentioned them, right? And I had an older guy come in just basically to fucking rib me.
Yeah.
Get it?
Check you out.
Check me out.
Who is this guy?
I have no fucking idea. He was, you know, he's okay. But you know, I know the deal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the good news is, without a ton of traffic that day, I had, you know, a couple of younger kids come in that were like, I'm sitting there going, that's my future. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
That's who you want coming in there.
100%.
Somebody who needs some help.
Yep.
Right? Not the old cat with
everything. Yeah, that's done it 1,000 times.
Doesn't need to do anything, just wants to, like you said, check me out.
Yeah.
But he made reference to the fact that, like, you know, opening this shop increases the exposure of his river. That was, to me, the whole point to this passive rib of, like, you know, who are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there to myself thinking, you know, you don't know what busy is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I that's not disrespectful or wanting to have one more fucking boat on that river.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I've said this before in past posts. If you can put a raft or a drift boat on it, it's not a secret.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
sorry. You know,
do these people really think that it's going to get less in the next 5 years? Anywhere in the whole world?
I'm looking forward to getting to knowing these folks and really kind of going through the process with them, because I'm not there to, you know, we joked in the, you know, in our break that, you know, there's no such thing as a bunch of money coming in from fly fishing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're fucking retailing or you're.
Yeah. You're not going to be a millionaire in this industry.
It does not work like that. It's hard to make money in fly fishing.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So me going down there is a straight up fucking service.
Yeah.
Shit.
Absolutely.
I'll have your indicators, motherfuckers.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'll have your boot.
Yeah. I mean, the same with me with social media.
Well,
you know,
your social media is for. Your social media for somebody, you know, in your profession is, in my sphere of watching shit, is unmatched.
Well, thank you. But I mean, same thing. You get these guys that call you or test you out, like, you know, the Bighorn's busy enough, or there's not enough fish on the Yellowstone to have people coming.
You're not, I've seen, when I look at your media, I'm not seeing any rivers exposed by name. I mean, if I got a call right now from whoever and ask me what's going on, where do I fish when I come in the area, I hate to tell people this, but I would tell them the three or four primary streams in the general vicinity.
Absolutely. You want them to know that you are a good person to talk to about.
Well, right. What am I supposed to
send them to?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we'll edit that out, motherfucker. Oh, my God. You said the.
I would send him there.
That'll be a beep. That's my fucking fishery.
I know it is. That's okay. Why I said
you do. Well, of course you know it is. It's funny
fishing on the horn with my daughter.
Okay.
I know exactly.
I'm
sorry. I put these off.
I think it's funny how you know you yeah, but you know everything really there is to know. I would guess in terms of quality trout fishery within 300 miles of Billings. Because I've done some stuff where I posted things and you're like, I know where that is.
Absolutely.
And I believe you.
Yeah.
So it's like you fished a lot. And there's issues besides the secrecy thing in our sport, and that's what I was referencing as far as talking to the old guy. Yep. It's like, you know, you're exposed to this shit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, no, I'm not. I'm trying to sell you strike indicators, sir.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do. Okay?
Trying to make a
buck.
Right.
I'm not trying to fucking expose anything. Having a good quality shop in your town is not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. And it's not going to hurt the river.
There's always going to be haters, buddy.
He's not
a hater. Well, I'm not saying it that way, yet. But you're always going to have the foe.
I want to sell them indicators. And right. I don't, you know, listen, I know how the game works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a weird thing with a fly shop. It's a weird thing with being in the sport. You kind of have your playground, and you got to kind of protect it.
Right. I get what
you're
saying.
You get kids kind of coming into your playground to try to, fucking run the four square game.
Right.
I'm like, no, yeah, this is my fucking playground.
Yeah.
Right? And so you do. You kind of get the haters and the pushbacks on people that really don't know also.
Right.
Right. You mentioned can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah, it's
like,
inevitable.
These newcomers, they want what we want. Right? There was a measure that was voted down earlier in the spring, wasn't there, that involved limiting guiding on certain fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the vanilla gorilla stance on that professionally?
Well, I mean, you go to the Missouri River here in the next 2 months and you'll see why they need to limit some stuff.
Oh, so, okay. Wow.
There's 300-400 boats coming down that thing.
No shit.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't park. They've limited the access up at the top. We had to all get on this FWP Raptor thing and get a little deal so that we can put in up there instead of 2 miles down.
Oh, wow.
The parking lot's small. There's campers up there. It's just, there's a lot. It has the most fish per mile in the rivers or in the state. So,
but what?
It's like I said, it's inevitable. These people are coming. They're trying to, limit the traffic. I mean, there's no motors on it, so I get if we were all jetting around in jet boats and you're on the LOG doing that is something that probably should be limited. I get that, because you're running motors, you're disrupting stuff. But when we're floating down on a piece of fiberglass, right, throwing a little pecker pole out, like
pecker pole,
right, that's what it's called.
What the fuck is that?
That's, you sell them in your shop. There's a big rack of them right over there. They're anywhere from 8.5 to 12 feet long, aren't they?
A pecker pole.
Pecker pole.
Wow. Okay, great. I love it. Talking about the Mo too, with this obviously volume of traffic is what you're saying, yes, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, the fishery is held up, right?
Yeah. I feed right into it too. It's a great fishery.
The fishery's held up. Now, what do you think? I mean, what should they do? I mean, do you grandfather outfitters that have been working on it for decades? Do you? What do you do? How do you limit who's on there?
That's a good question.
How would that work? I've mentioned that to float the Missouri River, right, as just a citizen, a citizen, not a fucking guide, citizen, you have to pay the price of a shitty Applebee's meal.
Yeah, right?
Right?
No, not even close.
Okay.
No,
you don't believe that?
No.
Okay, and what would that be? That would be like 20, 25 bucks to float it. The reason is, I'm not saying outfitters and guides, because there's a professional element to it. I'm talking Joe Schmo.
Yeah, okay? Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be different for locals. That would be different for folks with the state residency. There could be a ton of nuances with that.
Right. I see. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
okay,
a very good way to go about it.
Fucking, you're from out of state. You want to put a craft on it? It's going to cost you 25 bucks.
Yeah. Or 150 bucks.
Right? Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. It's amazed me how Yellowstone Park is this shocking fucking ecosystem. That was it, Teddy Roosevelt, which one of them?
Yeah.
In like the early 1900s said, preserve this shit now.
Yeah.
Okay? It cost you the fucking less than a price of a shitty Applebee's meal to go.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying now. Yeah.
And it doesn't cost anything to go see these unbelievable privileges, which to me is what a blue ribbon trout stream is. It's a fucking privilege. It's a privilege to get a chance to fish it. It's a privilege to get a chance to put a guide on it and make a little bit of money on it.
Right.
All that.
And that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to make that happen, which is a great idea.
To me, it's... at the peak of the guiding season, which to me, I bring up the guiding element because that's where the volume of boats on the fishery is, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. Okay.
Which in the state of Montana is kind of March and April, but mostly May through September, early October.
Right.
That's your volume, right?
Totally.
Okay. On top of that being the nice time to fish, which means out-of-staters, which means just a lot of different entities. Busy. You could break down who those people are floating those fisheries and those requirements, and you could fucking basically, I hate to say
it. Make some money.
It's the T word. You could tax.
Absolutely.
You could tax, you know, the volume on the fishery. And I only say that because there's cheap people out there, right?
Yeah. That wouldn't be there.
They wouldn't be there.
Right.
For a $25 bill to float.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't. Right. Maybe for a local floater, fisherman.
Right. I mean, I guarantee the guys would be happy to do that too. Yeah.
A couple hundred bucks a year gets you a window of unlimited floats during, you know.
I think that's coming down the pipe. 100%. That has
all,
to be.
All a, that's what I mean. It's like instead of just attacking the outfitting industry as the culprit,
right?
A lot of those cats are really the caregivers of those fucking rivers.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the other thing that people don't really give that industry any credit for at all. They're out there every single day. They know if it's healthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
They see it. They live it. They take care of it.
Right. Cleaning up after folks.
Fuck. I mean, it's it's
wanting a garbage can at your boat ramp. It's, right.
Yes.
Better concrete for your boat ramp. Bingo. Absolutely.
It's weird how that there's no credit given when it comes to that part of what the outfitting industry does to some fisheries.
Right.
Okay, I can't speak to all of them, but when you add the popularity of storied fisheries, let's just say in Montana, God, it's like the numbers on top of a robust outfitting business,
right, are increasing.
Increasing.
Tremendously, right? Absolutely.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that probably guides and outfitters, I bring those two together only because those can be the people actually guiding.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Compared to Joe Schmo in the public, which is me.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that they would take better care of the fishery, which includes everything from something you mentioned, garbage being left.
Yeah.
Right? To the handling of fish and the release of trout.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I would say they're probably going to take care of that fishery better than the public.
Yes. 100%.
Right.
I mean, like you said, they're on it every day. We're on it every day.
Every fucking day.
Right.
And, you know, this is my livelihood. I need people catching healthy trout. Right?
Yeah.
That's the process. That's the view professionally from guides and outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed.
And so when it comes to limiting people, I'm not sure how you really just target somebody and say, you can't be here.
Yeah.
But if you make it the price of that shitty Applebee's meal,
right? You know, well, it's a good thing.
You're going to weed out some folks that are, you know, just part of the saggy tit brigade.
Yeah, and even just weeding them out it will be fine. But just getting a little bit of income to help out with some of that stuff to fix your roads,
is that really where you, I mean, that's a whole different subject. I'm not sure where you put that money. Because, you know, Montana, of course, doesn't stock its fisheries.
Right.
So to me, it would be, you know, that money boat could ramps. Go to,
yeah.
You think boat ramps?
100%. 100%.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's the boat ramps in this state are not very good.
Yeah, and you mentioned roads too.
Absolutely.
Right. And I'm going to say this to you. Some people don't want those roads and ramps fixed.
I agree. Yeah. I assume they don't.
They literally want it hard and a deterrent
right.
for people to go there and partake in that fishery. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God, that's the end of that. Thank God. That was a mouthful. We'll be back, though. We're going to do a third part. Because,
cool.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you very much. This is the Foul Hooked Whitey signing off for the Vanilla Gorilla, my good friend.
Vanilla Gorilla out.
Peace.
Peace.
Good job.